If you've missed a show, the full audio library is at RadioMD.com. And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And this is Dr. Mike. You know, when people talk about vegetarian eating, they often say, oh, I want something that tastes great. I don't want that. And that's a mistake. Vegetarian eating, I think, can be just as delicious, if not more so, than, if you will, meat-based eating or what we would call the typical American diet. That is, more and more people are trying vegetarian. 50-some percent have at least one vegetarian meal a week, and 2%, I think that's the data, are strictly vegetarian. And when it comes to cooking for your palate, there's a husband and wife duo, Karen Page and Andrew Dornberg, and their website is Karen and Andrew, K-A-R-E-N-A-N-D, Andrew, A-N-D-R-E-W.com, that have a vegetarian flavor Bible. They started out with their flavor Bible overall. It obviously received an award from the James Beard Foundation and was named one of the 10 best cookbooks of the past century by Forbes. 10 best in the century. Now Page and Dornberg are back. This time they've gone vegetarian. This is a 554-page reference book. The Vegetarian Flavor Bible uses the same approach to plant-based cooking as their bestseller. And this is also a bestseller. In addition to the history of vegetarianism, you can find an A to Z guide to herbs, spices, and other seasonings. Learn which technique works best for which veggies. A stock list of flavor affinities for each ingredient. For example, we're going to find out directly from Karen Page what her favorites are. My favorite, this is a gorgeous, one, it's a gorgeous book, too, and I guess that's part her husband, but two, it is a great book in what it teaches you, and what it taught me and what it teaches me is that vegetarian can be at least as flavorful and as great tasting as non-vegetarian. That is, plant-based doesn't give, to get healthy, you don't have to give up flavor. Karen, thank you for coming on.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Oh, I appreciate it. And also on the line, and she may cut in from time to time, and I give her freedom to do so, is Bridget Tickemeyer, who's a dietitian nutritionist with the functional medicine program at the Cleveland Clinic, and a long laboring co-host with me on this program to
what a pleasure.
Bring some
nice
reality
to meet you, Bridget.
To flavor, if
it's
you will.
It's nice to meet you, too. I'm so excited to have you.
One of the interesting things that I did, we got when I did last week's show, someone called in and said, you had talked about anti-inflammatory and the importance of curcumin, et cetera, and she said, I know that you were trying to find something that paired with it, and I found something, cinnamon. And she said, so in my smoothies, I use turmeric and cinnamon together, and they balance a great flavor out. Was it trial and error? Is it like that and trial and error that got you to this point of having such a great cookbook?
Well, I think if it were trial and error, I would probably weigh 5,000 pounds, and I don't know what my real age would be. It would be really sad. I think that basically our strength in writing about culinary topics is that we are relentless researchers, and so we take a dogged approach to studying various cuisines around the world and what the classic flavor combinations are that each of those cuisines has had become part of its legacy, certain classic dishes that have passed down through the years typically have some basis of flavor profile that has allowed them to be successful. And so we've studied those flavor profiles behind the most successful dishes and realized that if they work together, a particular set of flavors, which we call flavor affinities, groups of three or more flavors that work really well together, if they work well in a classic dish, they can work well in other applications. So for example, if you get a particular combination that works well as a pizza, it's probably also going to work well as a pasta dish, perhaps even as a stir fry or as a salad, and you can take those principles and apply them to whatever it is you're cooking. So really understanding those basic flavor affinities and what flavors do work well together give you a lot of room to be much more creative in the kitchen.
So someone has written and asked, what do I put on? Well, first of all, let's go to the basic thing. What do you mean by plant-based, and what's the difference between plant-based and vegetarian?
Really good questions, and I think the definitions have differed depending on who I'm speaking to, so I'll talk about what I mean by that. My husband and I have been long-term omnivores. I grew up in the Midwest, personally. I'm a Michigan girl. I grew up eating meat three times a day. I thought the definition of a meal was that you would eat meat, and when I started deciding to experiment with vegetarian eating in May of 2012, basically I was talking about a meatless diet, so I stopped eating meat, poultry, seafood at that point in time. And more recently, I've been evolving toward more of a vegan diet, and that I've really cut down significantly on dairy and eggs as well. And in fact, for this month, for the month of January, I'm celebrating Veganuary, which is a movement coming out of the UK where a couple has proposed that people can experiment for a month with a vegan diet, which is also excluding meat, the eggs and dairy, as I said, and depending on how they define it, other animal-derived products such as honey and gelatin and things like that. So I think when people use plant strong, sometimes I get the sense that they're talking much more about a vegetarian orientation. And when they say plant-based, I see that as much more of a vegan orientation, although, again, those definitions have varied.
And so I should just add, since Dr. Esselstein works for us and he's taught me that plant-based is nothing with a face or a mother, or doesn't come from that.
He's got such a way with words.
And so the nothing with a face and a mother would allow you to have some sugar, added sugar things. And so I would say that, at least in my plant-based, it goes back to limiting the added sugars, added syrups, and any grain that isn't 100% whole grain. And if you look at that type of cookbook, which is Ann Crile Esselstyn wrote, it is a wonderful cookbook. I've got five of them in different areas of my house so that we can always not lose them.
I think you qualify as a super fan with that.
Bridget, did I give you one last week?
When they were on the show, I had you gave. I think that I took one of your copies and then never gave it back.
In any case, I did get one stolen from my thing of six.
Yeah,
so I'm now down to five.
Have it. but
Vegetarian Flavor Bible is the same type of book. You only need a couple of them because they're heavier. Meaning they're really totally intact, and everything is in there in a gorgeous way. So now, once we've defined that, is and then the general statement comes up, okay, how do I flavor a portobello mushroom so it tastes different than, in other words, if I have that 3 days a week, how do I make each one different? And that was one of the questions sent in by someone last night who saw that you were going to be on the show.
That's a wonderful question, and it's interesting because my first.
Now, before you get to it, Karen, we have to take a break for our sponsors. So we'll do that. Go to their website. It is KarenAndAndrew.com. And we'll be right back with Karen Page answering your flavor questions on vegetarian and plant-based diets on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, Radio MD. Stay well.
It sounds disgusting, but the average person has 160 varieties, 100 trillion bacteria in their GI tract. Some bacteria are beneficial, many are not. Undesirable bacteria can leave you feeling tired and sluggish and bloated. A simple solution, Natron's Healthy Trinity. You've heard of Healthy Trinity. It's the premier probiotic that's been helping millions of people with digestive problems for over 20 years. This powerful probiotic can help optimize digestion, promote healthy immune, colon, and liver function. And with a healthy digestive system, you'll gain focus and energy, and you'll feel so much better. Here's a special offer, 20% off a 3-month supply of Healthy Trinity. This is a limited time offer with a money back guarantee. Get 20% off right now. Call 866-4-NATRON or go to natron.com. Enter promo code RadioMD for the discount. Don't miss a single day without taking your Healthy Trinity. Natron.com.
When Dad needed help getting around, I became his driver. Any daughter would do the same. But soon enough, he needed help doing more things, and it was up to me to be his personal shopper and financial manager, too. And before I knew it, Dad moved in with me. So I became his cook, his personal assistant, his physical therapist, and even his nurse. When I started taking care of Dad, I didn't realize all the roles I'd have to play. But no matter what, I know I'm still his daughter.
We understand the many roles you play. And to help, we created an online caregiving resource center. At aarp.org/caregiving, you can find resources and connect with the caregiving community. Together, we can better care for ourselves and the ones we love. Visit aarp.org/caregiving to learn more. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Don't miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And this is Dr. Mike Roizen. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, and we're talking with one of the great cookbook authors of our generation. Forbes would say one of the 10 best of the last century. Karen Page. It's KarenAndAndrew.com if you want to see what we're talking about. But it is the Vegetarian Flavor Bible, and it really is a great, great Bible. So, Karen, the question we got asked was, how do I eat with different flavors with the same portobello mushroom 3 days a week?
And that is such an excellent question. I think people tend to fall into patterns with any kind of diet, and it's certainly true with vegetarian cuisine as well. But I think that there's so much versatility to so many ingredients, and we just lack the ability to, you know, kind of shake up our brains a little bit and figure out what else am I going to do with this ingredient. So, in fact, the Vegetarian Flavor Bible is organized in a way that you can look up any ingredient from A to Z, apples to zucchini blossoms, and, of course, portobello mushrooms right along the way, and find the herbs and spices and other seasonings that will best enhance their flavor. Now, you know, in years past with the original Flavor Bible, there were just a few pages devoted to a few different types of mushroom. But in fact, in the Vegetarian Flavor Bible, there are, probably 16 or 17 different pages on mushrooms. So there's lots and lots of different mushrooms, and they all have different flavor qualities. So we do start out with descriptions of what different mushrooms taste like. And of course, portobello mushrooms are rich, they're earthy, they've got a meaty flavor and texture. Whereas other mushrooms, you know, take something delicate like an inotake mushroom, those are slightly sweet, they have fruity, almost grape-like notes, and then they have this very tender yet crisp or crunchy texture, and they're very chewy when they're cooked. So that has a very different, more delicate flavor profile that takes different herbs and spices, but the portobellos are really what we call moderate or loud in flavor. They've got a lot of character to them. So you want some seasonings that are going to stand up well to that texture. So we would look to ingredients like arugula, which is a very bold flavored salad green. Things like bell peppers go well with it. Garlic, onions, pesto, spinach, sun-dried tomatoes, balsamic vinegar. These are all things that can really stand up to the power of portobello mushrooms and really provide a synergistic character so that 1 plus 1 doesn't just equal 2, 1 plus 1 equals 3. You put those two pairings together and, you know, you've got fireworks in your mouth because it's just so delicious. So I think that's really the starting point. And after that, you can work on coming up with flavor affinities. That's groups of three or more flavors that work really well together. So things like portobellos, arugula, and mustard, again, their boldness really plays off each other well, or something like portobellos with balsamic vinegar, garlic, olive oil, and parsley. If you want to take it into a different direction, maybe with some Parmesan cheese and spinach, you can do that. And depending on what you choose, what you're in the mood for that day, it's going to give those portobellos a very different character and a very different flavor.
And so that brings us to how you organize this book, because it's organized what I would call beautifully for the amateur and probably professional chefs. I noticed that one of the remarks and one of the applauses for your book is given by the French Laundry. At least I think that's the name of the restaurant in Napa.
In Napa Valley, exactly.
Right, and I have eaten there several times early on in their existence. And you have to, if you're going there, you have to budget a whole day almost. It's a four-hour eating experience. But they really are particular about flavors. So how is this organized for, if you will, the amateur chef or average listener?
Yeah, exactly. Well, as you said, it's professional chefs who have really embraced books like the Flavor Bible that preceded the Vegetarian Flavor Bible and are using it in some of the best restaurant kitchens all across the country. But it's so easily organized from A to Z that literally any home cook can pick it up who has, you know, knows their way around the kitchen, maybe has some recipes that they have you know, a lot of familiarity with that they can do in their sleep, and they're just looking for a way to give it, you know, a little something extra or a little twist. And you can look up the key ingredients in your favorite recipe in the Vegetarian Flavor Bible and look up those herbs, spices, and seasonings that it lists as being able to enhance the flavor of those ingredients. And so you'll know that what you're adding to your favorite recipe is going to harmonize with all of those ingredients and not add a jarring note. You know, one of the reasons that we came up with the book was I'd learned many years ago the hard way that, you know, you couldn't just throw favorite ingredients together willy-nilly. Not everything goes well with everything else. And when we talk to leading chefs, they have this amazing ability to call up flavors in their minds, the way that you would call up a song on a jukebox, that know a tune. They know how flavors will taste together just by imagining, say, thyme and rosemary. They can taste them together, whereas I don't have that ability, and I wondered how I might develop it, and I realized I never would, that it's not a gift I was born with, but that I could really do the analysis by talking to the best chefs about what flavors they found worked well together and what flavors work well together in classic dishes, and compile this massive database of flavors that go so well together that you don't need to be able to imagine the flavors together. You've got it here in black and white to really guide your experimentation in the kitchen so you can do it with some confidence.
So the beginning of the book is not that, although it explains vegetarianism, it goes over some basic techniques, and then you go into this, if you will, masterful A to Z technique, where you go through each of the ingredients and each of the herbs and spices and show how they mix with one another. We have another question on the email line, which is, does she tell us in the book whether to add the spice or herb at the beginning or end of cooking?
That's a great question, and yes, we do have a section for each of the ingredients. There's a tip section that has just a really light box in some cases. And so for certain herbs, you want to add it in the beginning of the cooking process. A lot of times that's for dried herbs that are going to sort of reconstitute in a liquid during the cooking process. And for especially fresh herbs, you want to add those at the very end or use them as a finishing touch on a dish. But it will say that in the tips section for each ingredient that you're considering.
So the
and
website...
for any listeners...
Go ahead.
Sorry, go ahead. I was just going to say, for any listeners that are omnivores and not vegetarians, you would recommend this book for them as well, correct?
Well, I think all of us know that if we want our real age to be lower and to really have a lot of healthful energy and vigor, that we all need to be eating more nutrient-dense vegetables. And so part of the reason people tend not to eat the amount of vegetables recommended is because they don't think they taste great. And I am here to tell you that there's no reason for them not to taste great, that once you understand eat the essence of each vegetable, that you can really unlock what's fabulous about it with the right herb or spice or other seasoning.
We're talking with Karen Page, author of the Vegetarian Flavor Bible. It's KarenandAndrew.com. KarenandAndrew.com. You'll want two of these, one for every place you ever think about cooking in your house. These are great books. This is a great book and a great way.
I'll never get used to these 10-mile runs. They are taking so much time out of my day.
Are you training for a marathon or something?
Diabetes runs in my family, and I heard if you lose lots of weight, you can prevent it. So I started running like crazy, and I cut my calories big time.
Oh, get real. You don't have to knock yourself out to prevent diabetes. My doctor said it's the small lifestyle changes you make that matter, because it's easier to stick to them.
Wow, really?
It worked for me. 6 months ago, I started walking a lot and I stopped eating the fried stuff. I've lost 10 pounds. My doctor said I'm doing great.
I'll have to ask my doctor about this. I'd love to get my life back.
Talk to your healthcare provider. Losing a small amount of weight by being active 30 minutes, 5 days a week, and eating healthier can prevent type 2 diabetes. To get your free game plan for preventing type 2 diabetes, call 1-800-438-5383. This is a message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the National Diabetes Education Program.
Are you one of the millions of Americans whose thyroid gland isn't functioning the way it's supposed to? Well, now there's hope. Introducing Actolin. Actolin is a dietary supplement that contains 17 ingredients that support thyroid function, your adrenal health, your energy metabolism, and your immune health. Actolin's nutrients were handpicked by the renowned holistic practitioner, Dr. David Brownstein. And now, for a limited time, you can get a risk-free trial of Actolin when you enroll in our convenient Smart Ship program and cover the first low shipping and handling fee of $4.95. That's right. Try Actolin as part of our risk-free trial and just pay $4.95 shipping. Learn more and sign up today at ActolinRadio.com. That's ActolinRadio.com or call 800-500-HEALTH. That's 800-500-4325 and mention promo code Actolin Radio. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease.